Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's brand new booklet, Breaking Free from Fear. But first, here's his message, A Psalm for Life.
David contemplated God constantly, and thus you have the Psalms, so many of them recorded by David himself as God spoke to him. But the most famous of all these Psalms is, of course, the 23rd Psalm. This Psalm is so very popular and so very precious to all of us who know it because it is so very personal. It's been said of this psalm that it is quoted in the nursery, sung at weddings, read at funerals, preached in pulpits, and believed on battlefields. It seems that most everyone knows the 23rd Psalm, whether you are a small child attending Vacation Bible School or you're the most senior of adults in this church, you are familiar with the 23rd Psalm. And so it is very important when we look at a passage like this that we know so well that we ask the Spirit of God to speak to us in a brand new way, and He will. God's Word is ever new, ever fresh. And I just want to remind you of this because this is a psalm for life. At times, we consider the 23rd a psalm for death. It is read at funerals at the end of our days. And certainly that is appropriate and powerful in those moments. But this is a psalm for life regarding a shepherd who loves us and leads us, who feeds us and protects us and blesses us every step of the word. Now, if you were to count these words in the King James, there are only 115 words in this psalm. And 92 of these words are single syllable words. So very simple. So profoundly simple, and yet simply profound. These words are simple, but they are not simplistic. They are deep and luscious and glorious. And to know this psalm is to love it. And my prayer is that in these days we will know it better and love it more. Because to know it and to love it is to believe it, and to believe it is to live in confidence and faith and victory all the days of your life. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, this is a psalm for life. And we have a shepherd for every season in life. So look again at Psalm 23 and hear it again with your heart. And ask God to speak to you, beginning in verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It began simply and sublimely. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord. Now you will notice in your Bibles, if you have an authorized edition of the scripture, the word Lord, L-O-R-D, is in all caps. And that means when you see it, and you will see this often in scripture, the Lord in caps, that is signaling that this is a very special name for God. It is, in fact, the name for God, the covenant name for God, the self-revealed name of God that is most precious and most sacred. In fact, when Old Testament scribes and priests were writing and copying the scripture, when they came to this word, Lord, they would write it and then throw away the pen, because the pen was no longer worthy to be used for any other purpose. The Lord, this is the name that God revealed of himself to Moses at the burning bush. When Moses knelt there in the desert and he heard God speaking out of that flaming, fiery bush, and God said, when asked of his name and who shall I say sent me, he said, tell them the great I am sent you. That is the word that David chooses to describe the Lord our shepherd, the God of the galaxies, the Lord of glory, the covenant creator God, God himself, the Lord, the great I am. There was a great preacher in San Diego by the name of S.M. Lockridge, Shadrach Meshach Lockridge. A powerful man of God and preacher of the Word of God. And I once heard him preach a sermon that he simply titled, The Lord Is. And I remember S.M. saying something like this. He said, you know, the Lord is. The Lord always has been is. And the Lord always will be is. He said, now I know that's not good grammar, but you can't worry about the grammar when you're talking about the Lord. And I say amen to that. He defies grammar. He defies logic. He is beyond our imagination, and yet he has chosen to reveal himself, the great I am. The Lord. And so when you see that word there, know it is a very private word. It is a very personal word. It is a very holy and sacred word, the Lord. As you read the Old Testament, you can identify certain compound names. We call them the compound names of God that incorporate Lord with a descriptive term to describe who God is and what God can do. For example, one of the compound names of God is Jehovah Jireh or Lord Jireh. And just as an aside, Lord is in the Hebrew most likely translated or pronounced Yahweh. Sometimes more well known by the church, Jehovah. So when you hear Jehovah or Yahweh, it is this personal name of God. And so you have, for example, Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord is my provider. And so when you come to the Psalm 23, and you discover the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. Another of these compounds and beautiful names of God, descriptive of who he is Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord heals, or the Lord our healer, the Lord who is the restorer. And if you are sick today, if your body is broken, if you need healing, our God is Jehovah Rapha. For the healing of the mind, the healing of the body, and the healing of the soul. And therefore, when you read the Psalms, and we're told, he restores my soul, that means that he is Jehovah, the Lord Rapha. Another of these powerful names is Jehovah Tsidkenu, which means the Lord, our righteousness. Our righteousness is not in ourselves, but in our God. The Lord, our righteousness. And the Lord, Tsidkenu, he shows up in this passage because he is the one who leads us in the paths of what? righteousness for his name's sake. Another is Jehovah Shammai, which means the Lord is present, always present. The great I am. There will never be a time in your life when you escape the presence of God. He is the perpetual one. He is always there. The Lord is presence. And thus, when you read, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. He is the Lord Shammai. And another of these compound names for God is Jehovah Nissi, which means the Lord our banner. The Israelites would often raise banners of victory to our great God, just as we have banners perhaps for our sports teams and flags that we fly to represent our nation. The Israelites would raise a banner unto the Lord and say, the Lord is our banner. That is, He is fighting for us. He protects us. He is fighting every battle for us. And did you know that's true in your life? That the Lord is your banner, that we have raised a standard unto Him. And if you're fighting battles against wicked forces in your life, powerful forces, even demonic forces in your life, raise this banner unto the Lord, Jehovah Nissi. Why? Because the psalmist said, your rod and your staff comfort me or strengthen me. The battle is the Lord's. You can strive in your flesh. You can fight with all your might. But give your battle to the Lord. Raise the standard high. He is your victory. If God be for us, who can be against us? No weapon formed against you will prosper, because He is the Lord, our shepherd.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, A Psalm for Life. Jesus Christ is Lord, and when He's the Lord of your life, you can experience the perfect peace Jesus gives, even in fear-filled times like these. We want to help you experience that peace by sending you Pastor Graham's brand new book, Breaking Free from Fear. It's our thanks for your gift to help reach more people with the gospel through PowerPoint. This is the last week of this offer, so call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, A Psalm for Life.
One other is Jehovah Raha, which means the Lord is my shepherd. That means Jesus is all we need. Not only is He all we want, He is all we need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He abundantly provides. My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory in Jesus Christ. The great I am. Jesus claimed that name for Himself. It's what drove the Pharisees, the religious crowd of the time of Christ, crazy, that Jesus would adopt the holy name of God for Himself. He would say something like, I am the true vine. Or, I am the bread of heaven. Or, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And when He would take these names, I am, unto Himself, He was taking the holy name of God. He was declaring and defining His own deity. It was ultimately that claim that put Jesus on the cross for crimes of blasphemy. But when you see I am related to the great shepherd, the good shepherd, it also is not only a declaration of His deity, a statement of His deity, but it is a statement of His sufficiency for our every need. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I am. What does it mean? I am. You fill in the blank. I am whatever you need. I am whoever you need. Some of you are going through some stormy times right now. When bad things happen, when rough times come, God gives us a rainbow to remind us of His promises. And you know what? You can't ever even see the end of the promises of God because they are eternal. The Bible says around the throne of God, there is this beautiful rainbow representing our eternity with Him. So I'm saying to you today that whatever circumstance or condition you may find yourself in life, whatever you need the most, the Lord is your shepherd. He will supply all of your needs, and His promises give you an opportunity to prove His faithfulness in your life every single day. The Bible tells us that He is a shepherd. That's true. The New Testament, Jesus Himself describes the shepherd as the good shepherd who secures us and keeps us. Peter, the apostle, once referred to Jesus as the chief shepherd, the glorious shepherd who is coming again. All of this is true. You can say the Lord is a shepherd. You can say the Lord is the shepherd. You can say the Lord is the good shepherd, the chief shepherd. But what I really want to ask you today is, can you say the Lord is my shepherd? Do you know Him? Is this personal to you? Martin Luther, the great reformer, once said that the heart of religion is found in its personal pronouns. Some people are more comfortable in describing God in generic terms. They know God generally speaking. They speak of God as someone, but not someone they really know. And my prayer for each of you today is that this God who is the shepherd, the Lord our shepherd, would be someone that you truly know and experience the presence and the promise and the provision of His life in you. I am amazed that the God of the universe, this great and glorious God, cares about me and you. That He's not just out there somewhere in the great by and by, but that He is the ever-present and personal Savior through Jesus, our Lord. It's one thing to say He is a shepherd, but can you say He is my shepherd? The other evening, a group of us from our staff went to dinner. On the way home, it was like a camp trip. We went over to Fort Worth and we were in a bus. So we thought, well, let's sing some songs. And one of these songs was God of the Mountains. At risk of making a total fool of myself, I'll sing a little bit for you. I belong to the God of the mountains. I belong to the God of the sea. I belong to the God of the universe. And He belongs to me. It is God who watches over all. It is God who sees the sparrow fall. It is God who hears the faintest call. And He belongs to me. Everybody, I belong to the God of the mountains. I belong to the God of the seas. And doesn't it just blow your mind that you can say the God of the galaxies, the God of the mountains, the God of great glory, the God of the oceans and the seas, He belongs to me, and I belong to him. The Lord is my shepherd. If you have a brand new baby, you're pleased to introduce that baby as my baby. My baby. And I hope you guys are still so in love with your wives, when you introduce them, you say with joy, "This is my wife." Personal, intimate, a relationship that is real. That's what this psalm is teaching us. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not want. He knows my name. He knows my needs. He knows the number of hairs on my head. He knows my birth date. He knows my death date. He knows my kids. He knows my cholesterol count. He knows everything there is to know about me and you. And therefore, he is able to meet our every need. Do you know him? Unless you know the shepherd, these words are just religious sentiment, religious poetry, something maybe you even learned in school as a part of your English studies, something you learned in vacation Bible school or wrote on a plaque. But do you know this God? There's a great old story told in an actor who was attending a service in Britain, and because he was there, someone asked him to come to the platform and to quote the 23rd Psalm. And so this well-known actor began to quote the psalm, and he did it with perfect elocution and volume, and the lines were said absolutely stellar, and the elocution, the eloquence of the man just left everyone in, you know, in amazement, and they began to cheer and applaud when the man finished. Later, the old preacher of that church stood to bring a message on the 23rd Psalm. And when he quoted it, it wasn't with the same elocution or power or stunning, scintillating presence. But when he got through quoting the 23rd Psalm, many began to weep in the congregation and to pray and to cry out to God and come to the altar and find salvation in Christ. After that day, someone asked the actor, what was the difference? You quoted the psalm and the people cheered. The old preacher quoted the psalm and they cried and repented. And the actor said, "The only thing I know to tell you is, while I know the psalm, that preacher knows the shepherd of that psalm." Do you know the shepherd? Do you know Jesus? Is he your personal Savior and Lord? Can you say it? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is not some has-been God, some distant deity, some ancient deity stripped of power. He is our ever-present, eternal shepherd. And while we were like sheep, wandering, lost, wicked, and going our own ways, this wonderful shepherd came and found us, delivered us, and brought us into his presence forever and ever and ever. All because we one day said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, A Psalm for Life. Fear has the power to wreck your world, causing you to do things you wouldn't do under normal circumstances, and keeping you from doing the things you know you should. But God gives you everything you need to overcome every fear, anxiety, and worry. And we want to help you experience the perfect peace God offers by sending you Dr. Graham's brand new booklet, Breaking Free from Fear. It's our special thanks for your gift today to help reach more people with the gospel through PowerPoint. This is the last week of this offer, so call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. Call 1-800-795-4627. 4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Our God isn't some distant, impersonal, cosmic force somewhere out there in the universe. He is an ever-present shepherd who cares about you and wants you to be in a relationship with Him. I love the picture we get of the Lord Jesus in the 23rd Psalm because what we see is that He embodies everything we could ever want or need. Are you in need today? Psalm 23:1 describes the Lord as the Lord your provider. Are you sick today? Psalm 23:3 tells us that the Lord is the Lord your healer. Are you lonely today? Psalm 23:4 describes the Lord as always being with you. Are you fighting a spiritual battle today? Psalm 23:4 also tells us that the Lord will strengthen you. The Lord is the shepherd who provides, the shepherd who heals, the shepherd who is ever present, and the shepherd who will strengthen you in spiritual battle. But the question I want to ask you today is He your shepherd? Do you know Him? Can you say, the Lord is my shepherd? Is He truly and intimately personal to you through Jesus Christ? Yes, today you can know the Lord as your shepherd through Jesus Christ. You can begin experiencing His presence and promise and provision every day. What you need to do is pray a prayer like this. Jesus, I know that I have sinned and broken your commandments. I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose again so that I could have eternal life and hope and heaven with you. I willingly turn from my sins and trust you to be the Savior and the shepherd of my life. Take control of my thoughts and actions. I place my trust in you for my salvation. I receive you as my Lord and Savior, and with it, the free gift of eternal life. Now, you don't have to say all those words just like that, but simply pray like that and invite the Lord Jesus into your life. And if you pray this prayer, you are now in a relationship with Jesus, the Good Shepherd. I want to help you get started in your new life with Christ. So, Scott, please let our listeners know how they can receive a new believer's kit.
Today, if you prayed that prayer with Dr. Graham and accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we'd love to hear from you so we can help you begin your new life with Christ. Call us at 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Well, join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about what it looks like to lead a life of thanksgiving. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.